You're listening to SBS News.
Australia has now done something that no other country has been able to do.
Let's turn to that fascinating development in Australia.
Banning under 16-year-olds from using social media.
It's the news that drew global attention. The government's world-first social media ban for under-16s, with the stated aim of reducing online harms. Communications Minister Annika Wells has now announced the regulatory guidelines.
We will always keep backing Australian families and keeping Australian kids safe. We cannot control the ocean, but we can police the sharks, and today we are making clear to the rest of the world how we intend to do this.
That view is not so popular with Green Senator for Arts and Communication, Sarah Hanson-Young.
What a mess. What an absolute debacle this social media ban is going to be on December 10. Rather than policing the sharks, the government is just hoping that the kids don't jump in the water. And what we know is that these social media companies will continue to have harmful content on their platforms, will continue to target young people with their advertising.
Late last year, Australia passed legislation tasking social media companies with keeping teens under the age of 16 off their platforms. Today's 55-page regulatory guidelines outline some of the specifics, placing the onus on social media platforms to deactivate or remove existing underage accounts with clear care and communication, and prevent underage users from re-registering. The eSafety Commissioner, Julie Inman-Grant, says those who breach the rules could face fines of up to $50 million.
There may be a few who completely decide to do nothing just to test our resolve, and if that is what they plan to do, we will meet them with force. I think the minister said the other week that she had sharp elbows, so it's good to know that the government is behind us on this.
Arguably most notable, however, is what it's not asking. Minister Wells says platforms won't be required to age verify every user or retain personal data from age checks.
We want these rules and the delivery of these laws to be as data minimising as possible, to make sure that people's data is as private as possible. And I would say that the reason we're not asking everybody to verify their age is because these social media platforms know an awful lot about us of our own volition. And if you have been on, for example, Facebook since 2009, then they know that you're over 16. There's no need to verify that.
Professor Lisa Given, interdisciplinary researcher in human information behaviour at RMIT, says it's not foolproof.
I don't think that parents want to use this as any kind of a security blanket. At the end of the day, kids will still encounter potentially harmful content online. That may not be on a social media platform. It may be on a web browser, but it could also be because they do kind of fool the system, and kids could still set up accounts or access things through other adults' accounts. So I think, parents are always going to have to be really vigilant.
The eSafety Commissioner is to meet a range of social media companies in the Silicon Valley next week, including Apple, Discord, OpenAI, Google, and Meta, to discuss the ban. The Communications Minister, meanwhile, is travelling to New York alongside the Prime Minister for a meeting of the UN General Assembly, but also to discuss the how and the why of the legislation. Gabrielle Catenaccio, SBS News.